This year's River to River Festival kicked off outside the New York Stock Exchange with a performance by dancers from the Martha Graham Dance Company. Valerie Lewis runs the festival for the Alliance for Downtown New York. She says it began when business and civic groups in Lower Manhattan came together after 9/11 to revive the area.
We banded together with our title sponsor, American Express, and said, how can we, A, work to really heal this community, and B, how do we get people to come back downtown? How do you tell people that all of Lower Manhattan hasn't been destroyed? And because people were still afraid to come to Lower Manhattan, they still didn't know that you could even get downtown.
6 years later, the festival continues to attract thousands with its free cultural programs, including theatrical performances and movie nights, museum shows, walking tours, and readings. But music and dance are the mainstays. Jazz singer Paula West's performance at a local high school was another highlight this year, organizers say.
One of the things that we try to do is we try to introduce new artists to new audiences and new audiences to new artists, even if they're just new to them. And we're trying to build audiences not only for the Lower Manhattan cultural scene, but New York City as a whole.
New York artists at the festival included Animal Collective, an experimental rock band. It played to a huge crowd at the South Street Seaport, one of the festival's main venues, located next to tall sailing ships anchored in the East River. This year's River to River Festival concludes with a public swim in the Hudson River and a bicycle parade for children. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.